We never asked the listeners of our podcast to email us seeking advice. We were still trying to figure out our own lives by word vomiting into a microphone every week and telling the internet all about our sexcapades. For whatever reason, this prompted a few folks to write in, asking for our opinions on their problems. When we started reading the emails on air, they began to pour into our inbox by the hundreds. It was shocking to discover how many people in this world are going through some serious shit. We get everything from, is it okay to fuck when the dog is in the room? To, how can I stop hating my nipples? We love our inbox. It's a treasure chest of sexual secrets from people of all ages, races, genders, and sexual orientations. It's made us realize that we humans have a lot in common, and the simple act of talking about all our baggage can change someone's life. These emails have also opened our eyes to serious problems in our culture, problems that happen to way more people than you may realize, and that are often rooted in low self-worth and a deep sense of shame. Whether it's an insecurity about your boyfriend's porn habit, a fear about your lack of libido, or embarrassment about your pepperoni nipples, you can pretty much trace the roots of each dilemma back to an underlying belief that you are wrong for wanting what you want, gross for looking how you look, and in general, a certified weirdo. To demonstrate this, we thought we'd give you a glimpse of our box. Our inbox, you perv. Without further ado, here is just a teeny-weeny sampling of letters we've received in the Sorry About Last Night mailbox regarding shame. 2, sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com, sent Friday, November 11th, 2016, 11:40 p.m. Subject: should there be shame in my one-child game? I'm obviously a fan because I'm emailing you some semi-personal shit that I would like your opinion on. I live in Utah, lots and lots of Mormons, which means big families. My in-laws are all Mormons and have many children. They are great and I love them, not trying to badmouth here. We are a little different because my husband and I have only one child and both want to keep it that way. This brings some confusion and judgment, I feel, from his family. They ask us all the time if we are going to have more. Our answer is always the same, probably not. I don't think we need to explain ourselves and our situation, but my husband usually gives a detailed answer. Here's a little of our history. We got married, got pregnant, had a little girl who is the coolest slash best human being, but I had severe postpartum depression. I suffered with it for a little under 2 years until I finally sought professional help. All the time, I just thought something was wrong with me, and to be honest, I was extremely embarrassed about having these problems. I was numb. Each day, I put on a happy face, but deep down, I wanted so desperately to fall asleep and never wake up again. Depression is so horrible. It literally took over my world. Now I am finally happy and healthy again and no longer have these feelings. I'm on a great antidepressant that works very well for me. Anyway, I confided in his family and told them this. They are very sympathetic and feel bad I had to go through this alone, which I appreciate. When they ask why we don't want any more children, my husband reminds them of the postpartum and explains it will most likely come with another child and we can't go through that again. But really, to us, we have no desire to have another baby. We never get baby hungry, and I honestly love the little trio we have going on. This is my happy, and I am very grateful for my husband and daughter. That being said, what I want is us, just us. Of course, we worry in my daughter's perspective of how this could affect her. I don't like thinking of her growing up alone, but I don't think I should have another child just to be her friend. Am I selfish? Yeah, maybe. But we are young, so who knows what will happen in the future. But for now, it's just not up for question. The shitty thing is, I know there is judgment and talk about this situation because my sisters-in-law have on numerous occasions said backhanded remarks like, this is only child syndrome. She gets what she wants. She needs a friend. They love to point this out when she acts up. But give her a fucking break. She is three. I personally don't know any three-year-olds who like to share. Not saying they're not out there, but come on. What do you think? I'm glad that this is a tiny problem we have, and I realize there are many more urgent emails that you need to respond to. I respect your opinions and hope to know what you think I should do in this situation. Anything? Nothing? Not sure why it bothers me so, but it does. And I don't want to resent people who I truly love and care for. But at this point, I just want people to stop criticizing my daughter and realize this is what we think is best for the three of us. For now, at least. I'm sure I'll be emailing you again. Thanks for the humor. XOX, Lady with One Baby.